No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Son, don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this terrific Thursday, March 19, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, when we talk about the network, it makes up the total package, your ability to listen to this show as well as the music that we start playing at 12 noon. If you don't know by now, many of you are using these apps, these websites, but the radio station, 97.7 FM WCHY, power transmitter in Sheboygan, Michigan. The radio station's signal basically goes down to the north end of Gaylord, over towards Rogers City on the east side, then up into the UP. We go as far as Normal Power, Sault Ste. Marie, just south, Pickford, that area. Then down to the west side, we get into Petoskey. That is basically the circular range of 97.7 FM. WCHY, Sheboygan. For the radio station, there's a website. The call letters, WCHY.us. That website airs this show live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Then we switch to music, the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on the radio station and its website. Now, there's also a phone app connected to the radio station. It's called Simple Radio. Two words, capital S, capital R. Download that app on your phone. Officer Rick uses it a lot when he's on road patrol down in Genesee County, listening in late today, crazy busy morning. Simple Radio app. Download the app, search for the call letters WCHY. You can listen on the app, you can listen on the website, and you can listen on the radio station. Now, this show, live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, repeats all day long on the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. There's a play button there, and you can hit the play button, and it will play the entire show, repeating every 3 hours. If you miss the first hour from 9 to 10, that hour will repeat at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., and midnight. And for you bakers of the donuts and the bread, 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. Also, today's show re-airs from 6 to 9. We're having some technical difficulties getting and picking up the Steve Gruber show. We've been trying to get our engineers to work on it, and they just haven't been able to figure it out quite yet. Then we do the show live 9 to noon. In addition to the website, we have an app for the show as well. It's TuneIn, capital T, capital I, one word. Download the TuneIn app, but then you have to search for our old call letters from our previous radio station, WYPV. We're your Patriot voice. So two apps, two websites, plus the radio station makes up what I call the Patriot Voice Radio Network. And we greatly appreciate you guys sharing this information with others. If you like the show, tell them to check it out on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. More stories from Lansing, more information, Michigan news, Michigan politics. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. State Representative Julie Brixey, this communist Democrat from Okemos, held a press conference yesterday morning. Gun buyers in Michigan could soon face new restrictions, including waiting periods, age limits, and mandatory training, under a sweeping gun reform package unveiled by Brixey yesterday. She calls it a bicameral package. That means both House and Senate Democrats backing it, as well as advocacy groups, aims to add what Brixey is calling common sense safeguards to our current state laws without infringing on traditional gun ownership. Our bills are not aimed at diminishing any of the traditional or undermining anyone's right to keep their family and home safe, Brixey said. Rather, they address the lack of common sense safeguards in our current laws that actually leave our communities less safe. The proposal includes a wide range of policy changes, requiring firearm purchases to be purchasers to be at least 21 years old, mandating safety training, and establishing a 3-day waiting period between purchasing and actually receiving the gun. It also would restrict high capacity magazines and bump stocks, and would hold sellers liable for any illegal sales and prevent firearms from certain restricted areas. Do you know what they consider high-capacity magazines, folks? Anything that holds more than 5 bullets. That is considered a high-capacity magazine. So many of our handheld guns, 9mm, 380s, 45 caliber, 40 caliber, whatever, semi-automatic magazines would be restricted to no more than 5 bullets. Oh my God, these people. Another Democrat, Helena Scott of Detroit, who is co-leading parts of the package, say that the waiting period provision is designed to prevent impulsive acts of violence. Even a few minutes, let alone 3 days, can mean the difference between life and death, noting that many gun-related incidents occur during a moment of crisis. Pastor and founder of End Gun Violence Michigan, Barry Randolph, also spoke at the conference and said that he and the members of his congregation are tired of bearing children. He argued that other industries have sensible restrictions. Oh, really? Which ones? Barry? You see, let me stop before I go any further. Criminals do not follow any of our gun laws. Any laws that you have restricting ownership, possession, use of firearms only affects law-abiding citizens. You have to understand, the bad guys don't care about the laws. While other industries, he argued, that have sensible restrictions, if you want to sell alcohol, if you want to sell marijuana, if you want to sell French fries in the state of Michigan, you need a license. But if you want to sell guns, you don't. What? You got to be kidding me. He goes on to say the federal government, through the ATF, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives is responsible for regulating gun dealers. But they're not doing so. What has this guy been smoking? We don't have licensed firearm dealers. Really? He went on to say that the ATF used to inspect gun dealers every 13 years until the Department of Government Efficiency launched last year, known as DOGE, laid off 90% of its staff and inspectors. So now there's no one mining the store. Goes on to say, even when the ATF does take action, they are often more interested in protecting the gun dealers than protecting the communities. Another anti-gun advocate, Kelly DeLala of End Gun Violence in Michigan, said she is hopeful this can achieve bipartisan support. As Scott said, she'd been talking with State Representative Sarah Leitner, Republican from Springport, on parts of this legislation. She said she's also working with Senator Stephanie Chang of Detroit. Chang is working on Ruth Johnson, Republican from Holly. Scott described the conversations as being productive. They're going well, and adding that the expectation of this bill package will come before the House Judiciary Committee in April. Steve Doohan from the Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners called the proposal a collection of failed policies from the past. Nearly everything introduced today has either been tried and failed or ruled unconstitutional. Doohan went on to say, you can hear the low hum of the litigation machine warming up. You know, Steve, I don't even think it's going to get voted out of the House. It might go in front of the committee in April, House Judiciary. I don't think it's going to even see a vote out of that committee. I don't even think it's going to go to a floor vote. But with some of these Republicans, Sarah Leitner and Ruth Johnson, I don't know. We'll see. Well, Doolin went on to say, the three-day waiting periods, for example, can cut both ways. They can prevent people with malicious intent from getting a gun, but it also can prevent someone who immediately needs protection and why they're buying a gun. Doolin noted, though, that the Second Amendment has the same protections as every other amendment. In his opinion, should people be 21 before they have the freedom of speech or freedom of press? He also mentioned the training course would, on its initial reading, would appear to be common sense reforms. But he said years ago, the city of Lansing required a training course before they issued CPL licenses. But then they never held the course. There's all sorts of games that people can play. And anything can be abused and will be abused, said Doolin. I'm going to throw something out. What about our state constitution? The state constitution of the state of Michigan. You see, one thing that they fail to understand, and this for me is absolutely major. Michigan's state constitution, Article 1, Section 6, if you go and get an actual copy of our state constitution, on the very first page is the preamble and then the first six articles. It's on the bottom of page one. Michigan state constitution as amended in 1963. And by the way, when they held that constitutional convention and amended our constitution, they didn't change this article, not one word. Article 1, Section 6, page 1, bearing of arms, period. That's the synopsis sentence. Quote, every person has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state. Quote, end quote, period. Do you know, folks, that the state of Michigan has the strongest worded Second Amendment at a state constitution in the country? These words right here absolutely guarantees every person has a right to keep and bear arms. It says it right there. It doesn't say anything about a well-regulated militia. It doesn't say any of that. It just says every person. Some would even argue every man, woman, and child. So how is it that these Democrat legislators think that they can pass man-made laws that violate our state constitution, let alone the United States Constitution's Second Amendment? And the thing of it is, I know a whole lot of Democrats that love their guns. This is not a partisan issue when it comes to the general public. It's only partisan when it comes to politicians. And again, you have to understand, you don't have the right to regulate our God-given rights found in both the U.S. Constitution and the state constitution. And if you would like this photo of the state of Michigan's Article 1, Section 6, just text me guns, G-U-N-S, and I'll send you the picture. Whenever you go to any meetings and they start talking about gun control or regulating our gun rights, ask them about Michigan's state constitution. Doesn't this legislation you're proposing violate our state constitution? Therefore, it's unconstitutional. It's that simple, folks. It's absolutely that simple. Now, one thing you have to understand, too, and Chip, he just requested it. I just sent it to you. He says, do the politicians not know what the definition of infringed means? Nope. Sorry, Chip, they don't. Let's see. Barbie.